May only the truth be spoken here, and only the truth received. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Two of this morning's readings involve people being called. In the first reading, Samuel is called by God and given a message for Eli the priest. In the gospel reading, Jesus calls Philip and Nathanael to be two of his disciples. Let me just, if I may for a moment, recap those readings. In the story about Samuel, he is initially confused about what is happening. He hears his name being called, but he doesn't know who is calling. He thinks it is Eli who has helped him discern, and he goes to him to help him discern what is happening and who it is who is speaking to him, so that ultimately Samuel knows that it is God who is wanting to speak with him. And that's where the reading ends. However, I want to take it one step further to say that, you know, the reading ends sounding like this is a happy ending. Samuel now knows who it is his calling, and his call is received, and he answers the call very willingly. He says, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. But it turns out that the message that God has for Samuel is not good news. It is a message for Eli, and God is angry. He's angry about the way Eli's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, have been behaving in the temple. And they will pay dearly for their sins, as will all of Eli's family. Well, Samuel he's not too eager to deliver that message. But Eli insists that he hears the whole message, just the way it was revealed to Samuel. And so it is done. In the gospel reading, Jesus goes to Galilee and he sees Philip, and he immediately says to him, follow me. And then Philip finds his friend Nathanael and invites him to come and see that he has found the Messiah. Nathanael's call comes initially through another. Jesus recognizes Nathanael as someone who will be a part of his group. He says to him, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of God. But the invitation to come and see comes from Philip. And again, this sounds like great and welcome news. Let's follow Jesus and we're going to experience some amazing things. And indeed, they did. But they also really didn't have any idea what they were getting themselves into. They would also see things that would cause them great fear and break their hearts. They would follow Jesus, all right. They would see him arrested, convicted, and hung to die on a cross. Not what they envisioned, I imagine, on that heady day when they were called in Galilee. Well, all of this I reflect on in the midst of the tragic deaths of Chloe and Aubrey Berry, and the role that the cathedral community has played, and I suspect will continue to play as time moves on. It was, I think, largely due to the fact that Chloe was a student at the cathedral school that our community became so central in what has unfolded over the last almost 3 weeks. 2 days after the tragedy, the cathedral became the venue for a vigil for the cathedral school families to come together in grief at the shocking news. In the intervening time, the cathedral was selected to be the location for the funeral, which was held here on Friday. Any organization must have a plan to deal with a crisis, to respond to a crisis situation, and in fact, the cathedral and the school have such a plan. But it strikes me that when someone is called, answers a call to be a teacher, they don't ever really expect that they will have to respond to the death of a student. And yet, that is what happened to the teachers in Christ Church Cathedral School and at the Montessori School, where Aubrey was a kindergarten student. When someone answers a call to be an ordained minister, they do so, understanding that they are going to be involved in responding to people in need in all of its various expressions. But I don't think that most of us imagine being called to minister to those grieving after a tragedy of this nature. It's just too unfathomable. And yet, that has been what our cathedral clergy have been called upon to do since Christmas Day. And when we become part of a Christian community, we know that part of that life together will mean that we journey with each other through life's good times and life's difficult and painful times. But I suspect that few of us would expect to be in a position where we would find ourselves involved with something like the tragedy that has unfolded in the midst of our city. And yet, here we are. And so, like Samuel called to deliver the difficult message that God had for him, and like Philip and Nathaniel, who had no idea where following Jesus was going to lead, we understand that when we answer a call, we can't imagine where it will lead or where we might find ourselves. I would like to say that I stand in awe of the way in which this community has responded to such a difficult call. The Christ Church Cathedral School community teachers, support staff, students, and families have been tremendous in the outpouring of care they have shown to Chloe and Aubrey's family and to each other. It's such a sad, devastating time for this closely knit school, and what a moving demonstration of their care for each other. The funeral on Friday was simply beautiful in every way. Pastorally sensitive to the palpable grief in the congregation. Music that spoke to the aching, broken heart and yet also lifted the spirit. Scripture readings and prayers that inspired comfort and reassurance. An honest, intelligent, moving homily that expressed the resurrection hope in which we as Christians believe. And as I witnessed the over 900 people arrive for the funeral, I was moved by how warmly and respectfully they were welcomed and assisted by the sides people and other staff on duty that day. The reception was a gift from the congregation to the family, and once again, I was so impressed with the response to this part of Friday's events. Claire and her team took on a huge task. There was no shortage of food. Individuals and local businesses gave generously. This time of gathering and refreshment provided an opportunity for Chloe and Aubrey's family to greet some of the people who felt moved to come and be present at the funeral. It truly was a labor of love. "Come and see," said Philip to Nathaniel. And as I think about the events of the past few weeks following the untimely, shocking deaths of these two girls, I think that is the invitation that has been issued to our city by the cathedral in the way it has responded to what it has been called to do. Do you want to see where you can find life and hope in the midst of tragedy? Come and see. Do you want to know where you can find words of comfort, music to give solace and to inspire? Come and see. Do you want to know where you can find community and support as you seek a way forward? Come and see. Come and see a community that is committed to following Jesus and to answering his call. Amen.